Amen. Open up your Bibles to 1 Peter. The 4th chapter. We were watching the basketball game and we turned and there was a guy on TV. He was teaching. What was the name of the show, man? You remember? Defending the faith. That was the name of the program. And as I listened to it, he was defending the faith. The word of God defends your faith.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what we have to do. We have to protect God's word and defend our faith. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, it reads, but the end of all, the 7th verse, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, through some strange thing, though some strange thing happened unto you. But it goes on to say, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and the God resteth upon you or within you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at where? At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be unto them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? How many heard that? If the righteous scarcely. Taught this, but I've always taught just the 12th verse. I never investigated or researched the rest of it. But it's amazing. It seems like when I feel my worst, that's when God gives me the word, a revelation of something that I haven't seen before. And what's so powerful about it is, it's almost self-explanatory, but it's so simple, you can't see. But the end of all things is what? Is at hand. The conclusion, or the result, or a purpose of all things is right here at us. Be ye therefore sober. That don't mean not be drunk. Every time we hear sober, we think it's talking about a drink. The breakdown or the meaning or the original meaning of sober is to be a sound mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Christians are out of their minds.
Yeah.
We think because we know God, we can say anything, do anything.
Amen. Amen.
It's saying be a sound mind. The word says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, which is a sound mind. And the scripture goes on to interrogate itself and to let us know what it's saying. And watch unto prayer. That means you have to be, when you pray, you have to be sensible in your prayer. Watch don't mean to look with the natural eye. Watch here in the Greek means to be sensible. It sounds like Peter recognized that the saints weren't sensible.
Yeah.
They weren't sound in mind.
Yeah.
And they weren't sensible.
Come on now.
If it was so, if we were, if he wouldn't have wrote this.
Right.
And nothing has changed.
Come on now.
My goodness. And it says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. I tell people all the time, what's going to keep saints out of heaven is the love that you have for your fellow man.
Come on now.
Amen.
It's going to keep saints out of heaven. They're going to miss God because they haven't loved the brethren with the love of God. Not saying it's easy, but it's a must. You will not see Jesus unless you get to the place where you can love one another with the absolute love of God.
Amen.
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 That means you have to be fervent.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and say, fervent.
Fervent.
You got to be fervent.
Fervent.
My goodness. If I try to break down everything, we're going to be here forever. We're getting out of here today. She said, okay, you watch it over here. Charity. We know charity is the love of God. The love of God that don't ridicule. The love of God that don't accuse. The love of God that's not jealous, not envious. The love of God that doesn't criticize. The love of God that doesn't judge.
Come on, Pastor.
This is the type of love, fervent charity. That means you have to go beyond your natural ability to love and love with the word. And see, we're not studying this Bible. We're not researching this Bible. We're not diving into this Bible to see what God has for us and what he's saying to us.
Right.
And it's important that we study to show ourselves approved as workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly or having a clear-cut understanding of what Scripture is trying to tell us so that we can live this life the way God expects us to live. Sure, we're going to have problems. Sure, we're going to make mistakes. Sure, we're going to say some things we're sorry for. But the power of it all is understanding that you made those mistakes, that you said those things, that you thought those thoughts, and ask God to give you the strength to not do it again. And whoever you did it with, you go. And the Bible said, if you think your brother has all against you, go to them.
That's right.
Don't walk around mad or pissed off.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Randy, I ain't going to make it through this one. Among yourselves, for charity shall do what? Cover a multitude of sins. That's not talking about cussing or partying or... The word sins there means moral failures. It conquers, it overwhelms moral failures. That means that people around you will make mistakes.
Come on now. Tell it.
Amen.
They may not be where you are scripturally.
Come on now.
They may not be where you are spiritually.
Right.
But it's your job as a born again believer, a child of the King, the living God, to restore them in faith. To lift them up, let them know that regardless of what mistake they made, that God is still with them, that he still encouraged them. You can do that with the love of God manifesting in your life. That's what God is trying to get us to do. All week we complain, we judge, we ridicule, like we ain't never made a mistake.
Amen. Amen.
I made so many mistakes, Will. I don't sleep sometimes at night asking God to his name, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
It says, use what? Hospitality. One to another. Without grudging. The word grudging means grumbling.
Amen. Amen.
brother. How you doing? Good to see you.
So he walked up to get on my nerves.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why I fool around with him. That's grudging.
Yeah.
I just want to give you a demonstration of what grudging is.
Yeah.
Guess what? That go on your jobs too.
That's right.
I try to remember that when I'm at the bowling alley because they, oh Lord. Some of them folks will tell you in a minute, I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, born again, and turn around and try to knock your block off. Because you accidentally bumped into them.
Right.
Man, what's wrong with you? I tripped.
I know.
And we'll go tell somebody else, you just bumped into me, do it all the time. Stay away from it. As every man has received the gift, I like this part. I never pay attention to that part, gift. The gift is translated pardon or rescue. My goodness. God pardoned us. And then he rescued us. No, let me reverse that. He rescued us, then he pardoned us. So, it's expected of you to rescue and pardon. Oh, shoot now. Man, you kidding me. I know some of y'all thinking about somebody you need to rescue and you need to forgive them. I used to always believe that you can forgive somebody, but you didn't have to forget about what they did to you. And then I found out what true forgiveness was. Once you forgive, you gotta forget.
That's right.
But see, that's the struggle in it.
That's
the forgetting part.
That's right.
Because they probably done cut you so deep,
that
hurt you so bad, that it affected your morale, your peace of mind, your sense and your strength, your joy. It affected you in such a way that if you see them now, sometimes your body trembles.
Yeah.
There's certain folks when I see, oh, God. Oh, man. You know it's the truth. I like that. Real talk. Yeah. Receive the gift, heart rescue, and then pardon. Even so, minister the same one to another. You have to minister to folks like you've been rescued and you've been pardoned.
Yes, right.
Amen.
As what? Good stewards. And the word minister is translated, serve as a, I know y'all ain't gonna like this, teacher. First time my wife said this to me, I looked at her and said to myself, this woman crazy. I was talking about something and she just jumps up and said, stop talking about it and be about it. And I said, what? She said, you need to stop running your mouth about it. Just go ahead and take care of it. That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
I think stop talking about it and be about it was a nice way. God expects our lives to be a teacher.
Right.
You know how many folks don't know what love really is? Don't know how to love. Been bruised so bad. Especially folks in the church. Folks been wounded in the church.
Yes.
By selfishness.
Yeah. That's right.
Malicious acts. They've been wounded. God expects us to be a teacher.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Manifold is the growing, ever-increasing love of God. That means if you study this word and you walk in this word, the love of God will ever increase in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Teaching you and admonishing you in ways that you'll see things the way God sees things.
Right. Right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. All that
as the oracles of God. You know what that means,
right? If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it. We breaking it down, ain't we? Don't say it. If it ain't worth it, don't say it. If it don't edify, don't say it. If it don't build up, don't say it. If it don't rescue, don't say it. If it don't pardon, don't say it. Keep it to yourself. And then ask God to take it from you or give you the strength to bring it under subjection so it don't not just affect your life, but affect other lives. Remember, hell is widening itself. It was never meant for the saints of God. Never. But you know what? God said, if you're going to act like him, you might as well be with him.
Lord Jesus. Glory.
I don't want to be with him. I want to keep him where God put him, under my feet.
That's right.
Every time I take a step, I want to know he's defeated.
Amen.
Every time I say something that's good and encouraging, I want to know he's defeated.
Yeah.
Let him do as the ability which God has given him. Ability, power, authority, dominion, strength. Through the word of God, God has given you that. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. It's talking about Jesus Christ, the one that saved you and delivered you, the one that came and laid down his life and rescued you and then pardoned you of all your mess.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And mine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the good thing about it is he does it every day.
Yeah.
Every hour you can go to God. But sooner or later he expects you to stop.
Say that.
And be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
It's up.
Thank you. Shandoboko Andro Boko Shika Ilababa Shikidi Andro Ilababa Shanda Kiliaba Shando. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And study my word, for in it it has the instructions that you have need of in order to perform this. For in my word it says, study to be quiet and be about your own business. And therefore, keep your hands busy. Therefore, that ye shall not enter in into the unaware. Ye shall not enter in into the hurt. And ye shall not enter in into the insult. And the injury of others. For I am a God of instruction, and I am a God of platitudes, and I am a God of instruction. I am a God that will lead you and guide you and teach you. I am a God of plainness. I am a God of plainness that all men shall understand what the truth is, what my truth is, that ye shall make it in, that ye shall be able to instruct others, that ye shall be able to lift others up. Even as I, their head lifted up you, I expect you to lift up others. For my love is in you, my grace is in you, my peace is in you, my power is in you, my ability is in you, my thoughts and my mind was in you to lead you and to guide you in this instruction. Ye do not walk alone. Ye walk according to my instruction and my doctrine and my truth, saith the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a God of instruction. Oh, my goodness. That in all things he might be glorified through Jesus Christ. Or according to or by Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Then it says, amen. That means that's the end of that thing.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Don't change my word.
Jesus.
Obey my word.
Amen.
But then this is the part that quickened my spirit. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Why is the fiery trial coming? First, let's look. Beloved. We know that beloved is a special appetite for them that love God, them that call him Lord. Amen. Think it not strange. Okay. Entertain. The word think means to entertain. It not strange or to be something foreign concerning the fiery trial or the calamity which is to try you. What is it to do? It's to separate you from what verse 8 says. That above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins, or more of them. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, and every man has received the gift. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What does it say? Because you do that, you shall go through the fiery trial.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The trial is designed to separate you from your faith in God and what the truth actually is. It's designed to separate you from those that you're supposed to love and those you're supposed to encourage and those you're supposed to build up, those you're supposed to strengthen. Because, baby, when you're going through something, when you're being tried like a fire, something separates in you and you want to get by yourself. You don't want to be bothered with nobody. Can't nobody say nothing to you. You don't want to be around anybody. But God says you got to take that to the throne of God and you got to keep doing what you know is right in the kingdom of God. If you've got troubles in your life, you got to bring them under suggestion and love those around you. If you got trials going on that are fiery, that means they're higher than the normal trial. It's greater than your normal trial. You've got to press your way in to what God has called you to do. God expects us to live and die by this word. He don't expect us to do anything but that. But we want to go sideways. We want to move sideways. We want to sidewind. We want to outstretch God's word. God said, I don't care what kind of trial you're going through. You got to let this word manifest itself in your life until your very end. Amen. Good job. But somebody got to do it. Might as well be us. Amen. You think you're going through something? Everybody going through something.
Amen.
Don't think it's something foreign. Don't think it came from overseas. It was right here.
Yeah.
It's to try you.
Yeah.
The word try means put it to proof.
Right.
Meaning, you got to prove who you are in God. Yeah. All that great talk on Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Well, the fire is on you. And let's see where you've been baptized at. The worst, I thought praying for patience was a bad prayer. You know what's the worst prayer you can pray? Father, baptize me in the fire. If you ain't prayed it, don't pray it. Don't get so super spiritual you want to pray that prayer. I prayed that prayer, Sister Brenda, and it feels like I'm in the fire every day. It don't never let up. My faith is tried every day that I exist. And I can't take it back. Don't the scripture say, be careful of what you ask for? I was naive, Brother John. I prayed for patience and for to be baptized in the fire. What a mistake.
Yeah.
I should have just kept praying for knowledge and understanding and peace of mind. So I learned I can't complain, Sister Nancy, about what I deal with, what I have to go through, because I ask for it.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes.
But another thing I found out, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for it.
Amen.
Unfortunately, you had to go through it. Throw some strange thing to fail you. Some foreign thing to fall upon you. But it says do this. What does it say? It says rejoice. Now you know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it real. I'd have found that hard sometimes. I said, I'll talk to God. I said, Lord, look here. You there. And I'm here. I talked to my Father. My heart is broken. My spirit is strained. And my flesh is run amok. And you want me to say, hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Peace unto me. God of righteousness. God of glory. You want me to rejoice and be excited about this mess that I'm in. You know what he said? He put it in the language I could understand. Darn too. You understand that? I said, sure, Lord, I understand. He said, that's what I expect out of you. I expect for you to rejoice.
Amen.
And I found out that the rejoicing wasn't so much me hollering and lifting my hands, but the rejoicing was continuing to do what the scripture said. That's how you rejoice. Regardless of what you go through, you serve God. Regardless of how you feel, you serve God. Regardless of what people think about you, you serve God. In spite of your condition, you praise God. You serve Him. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. He did it, we got to do it. We have to bear our own crosses. But look what happens when His glory shall be revealed. I tell folks all the time, you can pray 40 hours a day, and it's only 24. You can fast till you look like thin bones. You can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in a week. But if there's no trial in your life, you will not have an anointing. The anointing in your life comes through your trial. That's why he said, don't think it's something strange. Don't think you ain't supposed to go through this.
Come on now.
The same Jesus that suffered is the same Jesus that's in you.
That's right. Amen.
Guess what he brought with him? He didn't just bring power with him. He brought the cross with him. The cross is the representation of suffering. But he said what? Rejoice. Still do ministry. Still love your brothers. With the love of God. Regardless of how you feel. I've been to some churches, and one thing the pastors taught me, Pastor Ralph Noble Hart, was to pay close attention to everything. I tell folks, ain't nothing going on in this church that I don't see. I may not say nothing, but don't think I didn't see it. Because I do. I can have my eyes closed and see know somebody coming through that door before they open that door. God wants us to be sensitive to the spirit of others.
Tell it.
So you'll know what people are going through. You'll know they're hurting. You'll know they're in pain. You'll know that they're desperate for a breakthrough.
That's right. My Lord.
That's how you rejoice.
My Lord.
It says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, somebody dog you, cuss you out, call you all out your name, lie on you, it says, happy are you. God, what kind of word is this? They done called me everything but a child of God. Got folks all over the city thinking I'm a whoremonger in this, and you want me to be happy.
Yeah.
It means to be, he want me to be encouraged.
Yeah.
Yep. word is rough. It ain't no joke. That's why it says it cuts. It divides. For the spirit of the glory of God rested upon you. Don't take it personal. It ain't you. It's the God in you. That's being persecuted. Because your attributes and your character represent the power of God. So it's going to bring criticism. Bad folks with attitudes. Persecution. See, you know what? It kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
On their part, the evil is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, okay? Or as a thief, murdering your character, the character of your fellow brother.
Yeah.
Or stealing their joy or their peace in God. With your attitude and your disposition.
Amen.
Or as an evildoer. Or this word. Or as a busybody.
Yeah.
You so busy worried about what everybody else doing, you can't see your mess.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In other men's matters.
Yeah.
Yet if a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God on this behalf. That means if you're going through something, glorify God.
Amen.
Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Lift him up with your character and with your nature.
Amen.
For the time has come. I'm not sure I could go in my Bible when this was actually wrote. When it says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. It began then. Judgment has been on us since then.
Yeah, man.
That's why scripture, this certain scripture, you have to hold fast to your profession of
faith.
Because judgment is in the house of God.
Amen.
And it says, if it began with us, what shall the end be unto them that obey not the gospel of God? It's talking to church folks. Don't get it twisted. It's not talking to folks out there. Right. It's talking to folks in the houses of God.
Amen.
If you in the house of God and you don't obey the gospel of God, which says, what does it say? To love your brethren with the love of God, with charity, fervent charity.
Yes.
Amen.
You're not obeying the gospel.
Right.
Scripture. You know what they always tell me? When it's my turn to preach, they say, prefer your brother before yourself. What kind of pastor is that in? We don't want to stand in the way of progress, pastor. Yeah, okay. And if the righteous scarcely.
Come on,
he said, you know what? These little sayings that we say, if I have to make it in, I'm going to make it in by the skin of my teeth. So I started looking at my teeth, Pastor Relevant, and I found it wasn't no skin. So I stopped saying it.
Yeah.
Anything that, that's what it said. Anything that don't line up with the gospel, don't say it.
Amen.
Don't waste words on foolishness.
Right.
Right.
If the righteous scarcely be saved, that means you're in right standing with God, but there's still stuff going on in your arena.
Yeah.
That could possibly keep you out of heaven. But because you've done all you can do to serve God, come on in, my good and faithful servant. You worked hard to get here. Welcome. Because you know what? Nobody in here or any other church is going to come to a place where they're perfect.
Amen.
It'll never happen. And if you translate the word perfect, it means mature. But we can be mature in God. We can come to an understanding where we understand that it's not personal, but it's against the God in us. Therefore, we got to glorify Him in spite of it.
Amen.
if the righteous scarcely be saved?
Amen.
When shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where are they going to be? Now he's talking about folks in the church and folks out of the church.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It closes with that. Mm-hmm. Where shall the ungodly and the sinner be? Where will their place be? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Everyone's faithful Creator. God is faithful.
Yes, He is.
Yeah.
In my classes, we're studying in theology, we're studying all the different arguments or why there couldn't be God or how God come into existence. And you'd be amazed at all these arguments that these different ministers have come up with concerning the Creator. And it's amazing, I'm reading this stuff, you know, these different arguments.
Man, I know it. You know, first time she took that picture, I go, Facebook.
Up in the high for Brother Ella. God is requiring us to do something. It's a requirement. We have to do it. Can't nobody make us do it. You have to decide on your own. But this is the life I'm going to live.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it in spite of my surroundings, my condition, my struggles, my trials, my situation. I'm going to do the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not just going to do it. You know, most saints try to do right so they can make it into heaven. When we're supposed to do right so that Christ could be manifested and magnified in the earth.
That's
right.
Right there, right now. Amen. If you do the first one, if you do that, let Christ be magnified in the earth and glorified.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about making it into heaven.
Come on now.
Because if you do that, the word of God says your name has already been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But just something you're required to do.
Come on now.
To hold it there.
Right.
You heard what it said? If the righteous scarcely make it in.
Yeah.
If you sit back and meditate on that gets scared.
Yeah.
You mean, Lord, it's a possibility that I'd have done all this? I'd have gave? I'd have laid hands on the sick and saw him recover? I'd have made hospital visits out of counseling and all this, and it's a possibility I still might not make it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
Kiliandro Iliaba Sikio B Kiaba Shando Inaba Shirio Boko Shanda. But judgment shall truly begin at the house of the Lord. I began with each member, for each member is the temple of the living God. And I judged that temple, and I judged it in the beginning. And the judgment still goes on. For ye are the temple of the living God. And I brought you together by according to my will and according to my glory. And ye are the house that I built when I went away. And I manifest myself within the house. But ye must keep the house clean. Ye must keep it unspotted. And I shall manifest myself through it.
but if you keep a dirty house, I cannot manifest it, and I will not dwell in an unclean temple. Therefore, do the work of the ministry. Do as I command you to do. Follow my son. My son put aside the weight of the world. He put aside his own desire, and he picked up what I would do. He did nothing according to my instructions. He is there to help you, to lead you, to guide you, that you might make it in. The enemy is there, but I'm greater than your enemy. The temptation is there, but I'm greater than the temptation. The trial is there, but I'm greater than your trial. I am the living God, and I have made a way for you to walk and for you to talk. I've made a way for you to minister. I've made a way through the trials that ye might rejoice, that ye might praise me, before your way is assured, that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved.
Hallelujah. 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 Paul said in Scripture, Lord, why have you sent Satan to buffet? And I broke the words down. I got a clear meaning of what it was. But I asked God to let me see what he was thinking. You know, I know he's gone, and it's so many years, but God can do that. And God showed me, Brother Andy, by showing me. 15, 20 years ago, I woke up one morning with a little child, and God revealed to me about the flesh, about the potential, the authority, the dominion that the flesh had over the church folks and over mankind. And I started teaching, and I had much opposition. I was accused of preaching a new doctrine. But I kept preaching it anyway because God gave it to me. And you know what? I understand Paul went through, because the very revelation that God gave me was the very thing that my flesh attacked. It attacked the revelation. It used the word that God gave me to attack me. So Paul, the revelation that God had gave him concerning the old man, the flesh, because that's what he's teaching about in the epistles, came to attack him. And all he could say was, Father, why have you sent Satan to accuse me, to ridicule me about this gospel that I'm preaching? There are revelations in all of you that God has given you that nobody else has heard of or seen. And if you sit back and think about it, the very thing that God has shown you is the very thing that has come to afflict you. But then he says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Therefore, we have power and dominion over all these things that are trying to afflict us. We have to just learn to keep it moving
and to keep
pressing toward the mark of the high calling of the prize, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And the prize is to have the mindset of God, to have the character and nature of Christ manifesting itself in us, in the earth. And the flesh is warring against the spirit, and the spirit is warring against the flesh to separate us from the kingdom of God. But I got news for you. He is defeated, foe. He cannot win this battle. But greater is the God that's in us, the word of God that's in us, the transparency of God's anointing that shall bring it under subjection, and we shall rise and call it like it is. For Jesus is King and Lord of all, and especially over man. Hallelujah. Therese, I never was sick. Never was sick. Never had nothing. Just going through being sick, just doing what I was doing. And my old man told me, he says, I'm going to teach you. You go war against me, I'm warring back. And it's like the bottom dropped out. Next thing I know, I'm getting radiation treatments for all kind of stuff was going on. And I'm steadily talking to God. Lord, what is this? You a healer. Why am I dealing with this? You a miracle. Why do I have to deal with this? Even with this sinus garbage. Lord, you are a healer.
Yes.
So I stopped praying for myself. I said, Lord, it's up to you. And I put it in your hands. Because
yeah.
It don't matter. I'm not going to stop.
Right. That's right.
I'm not going to give up. As long as we keep fighting, the victory ain't ours, it's God's.
Right.
We all got something we deal with.
Yeah.
But the victory is God's.
That's right.
Because we're still pressing.
That's right.
And we're still trusting in
That's
Him.
Right. That's right.
And we believe in this word.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Right now.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you here. Never take my word for anything. Get in it and find out for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we have all these different churches and all these different ministries. Jesus only, where folks don't believe in the Father. Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't believe in Jesus. But they got their own word, but you don't believe in Jesus. That's why, because people have a study that shows some proof, so they believe a lie rather than will the truth. That's
right.
Study for yourself. Find out for yourself.
Right.
Make sure it's the truth.
Right.
Don't just accept it. Find out for yourself. If I'm wrong, let me know. I'll get back in it.
Right.
And ask God for the real deal. Not afraid to be wrong. I made lots of mistakes and had to retract. Because I peaked one thing, but I fought on the level where I was at. And when the level changed, I had to change what I had taught. Not ashamed of that. The truth is the light. The truth will make us free.
Yeah.
We can't live by lies. Take somebody by the hand. God is raising up an army of believers that trust Him and desire all that He has for them, the knowledge, the understanding, not so much the power to raise the dead, because we are dead. We need to be raised.
Amen.
We need to worry about us being quickened.
Amen.
Coming out of the tomb.
Right.
But through the knowledge and understanding that we pray for, God will give us that victory. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Relic to pray, because there's an anointing on him this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's a reason he ain't preaching.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We lift you up, God. God, for all manner of evil and all sickness and all sin shall end at the grave, but they shall come before me and in judgment, say God. So, God, we lift you up and we glorify your name, Lord God. Father, that no matter what we go through, you are able to bring us out. No matter what we are, God, you're able to lift us up. And God, I pray that that word, God, that came forth, that word that was in the beginning, that word that was and is and shall come, Kovomoshaka shall touch those and lift those up, said God. And yea, stay with me and in me, yea, and I shall bring me through and I shall lift me up, for I am a faithful God. And yea, I shall not go back on my word, for I cannot, say God. For yea, if you stand up on me, did I not say I'm a holy God? You must be holy, said God. Yea, you are not perfect, but yea, in me I can carry you. I can lift you up and I can guide you. And I can come unto you and I can change things and I can rearrange things. For I'm God. Did I not say I'm the word above every word? Yea, lift me up and glorify my name. And God, we thank you right now. We praise you, oh Lord God, for your mighty hand upon our lives in spite of in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Come on and praise Him. Come on and pray. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let me show you how flesh and the eyes of spirit will affect you. I had a person pray for me and they were prophesying. And they prophesied when they got a chance. But God's going to bring the gift of miracles back in the church. And I made the statement, I said, have you looked around? Have you looked around? Do you see the miracles that's up in this church?
Amen.
Folks that ain't supposed to be here, supposed to be gone.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye, gone, kid. Good riddance.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a miracle. My goodness.
Have I not said all things are yours? Have I not said that all the gifts are in this place? Have I not said that all the knowledge is here? Have I not said that my power is here? I open those, and there are many that have eyes, but they see not. But I am a true God. And I have no respect for persons, but I'm a living God. When I come, I bring everything. All things are here. The miracles are here. The word is here. The doctrine and instructions are here. The gifts are here. The knowledge is here. The wisdom is here. Because I am here. And I am not a God whose arm is short, but I am able to accomplish what I am set forth. And I have set it forth in the beginning. I was another man, but that man is not here. But I have chosen another one, and he is before you, and my hand is upon him, and my power is within him. If he yields himself, I shall be unlimited in this place, for I am an unlimited God. So look to the hills, for whence cometh your help, for I am a living God. And not only am I within him, I am within you, and I have brought all these things. I have given each and every one of my people talents and abilities according to my word, according to the promises I have spoken long ago, and they are here now. Open your eyes that you might see what the goodness of God is. Save the Lord.
So therefore, my children, in the midst of all that you go through, make it not strange that you're going through these things. For in the midst of your struggle, I shall be there. In the midst of your trial, I shall be there to strengthen you. In the midst of your discouragement, I shall be there to encourage you and to lift you up. For there is no weapon that may be formed or created that have been brought forth that will be able to fight against you. For I have built myself within you. And the authority and dominion that I have placed within you will give you a power over these things, that they will not come upon thee, but you shall bring them up under your feet, and you shall walk on them as you walk on the earth. For surely out of the earth man came, out of the earth man shall return. But it's in you that I have put all my strength, my joy, my power, my love, my confidence, my faith. Therefore, walk therefore in it. And these things which come to afflict and come to persecute and come to affect thee shall not destroy thee, shall not overturn thee, shall not disturb thee, shall not discourage thee, but you shall rise and you shall show forth the glory of the living God. For the word of God shall set you free. And in the freedom that you have, you shall mount up with wings as eagles, and you shall soar into the midst of the trouble, and you shall call it trouble, and you shall say, trouble, you have no victory over me. Death, the sting of death is gone. For surely I am the Lord God that has called thee. I have positioned thee. I have strengthened thee. I have raised thee up. Therefore, walk in that which I have given thee, and you shall know no discouragement. You shall know no pain, for all things have been brought under subjection to the power of the living God, and the word of God shall establish you to a point where the maturity of God in you shall show forth all things, even things spiritual and supernatural, saith God. Hallelujah. God trying to establish a point here this morning. God trying to establish a point here. Don't take it personal. Can't take it personal. Amen. Amen. If you have an envelope for a previous service, I want you to get it out. And I want you to come bring it down.